Lima stroke Golf 3 Yankee Yankee Hotel Portable, in fact. excuse me. Good morning, Trevor, and good morning, Ian. Ian, you're a good signal. Martin's eating, broken out the compo rations and is eating breakfast now. Without knowing at all what that means. I stopped following it about 25 years ago, a bit bored, to be honest, because the technology has got to the point where people were just going round and round and round at one stage, and I couldn't see much fun in it. Martin says he will send you some pictures of his MGA. URM on your signal, a five man station, with unfortunate timing, but you were sort of in the clear, you were five and six, five and seven, so the TA-12 is doing very well indeed, and I think we owe you quite a lot of explanation, which Martin and I will do over the coming couple of days. Item that I sent you a picture of is in a private museum, we get what you want, but it was great to have your confirmation, and I'll email you with some details, because I'm sure that you'll be interested, I guarantee that you'll be interested in not just that item, but the private museum. I think remarkable would be a gross understatement, and there we go. I wouldn't have seen them this waking up yet. Feels like joining us on this delightful Saturday morning in Polygon Wood. Fox 4, Victor, Sierra, Charlie. This is Oscar, November, stroke, Golf 3, Yankee, Yankee Hotel, portable, standing by for you.
Yes, okay, Tony. Does Jan want to give a final, or has he closed? TA3HGO?
Yes, I'm still there. I'm still there. Also, to you, good morning, Ian. I make it quickly because I must go. But probably 1 year, and of course, the young Dutchman is my favorite at the moment, because he's not only driving behind another car, but he's also sometimes going past him. So that's why I like it. Okay, Martin, Tony, lots of fun in Owen land, and be careful to go home, And for Trevor, I don't know if you have heard of Trevor, but Martin has this night on his pillow watched the book of the WS-53 set, on his pillow the whole night, And about Tony, he said he has worked the whole night at the 53 set, but I don't think it was the whole night, Okay, Trevor, Martin, Tony, and of course ook Ian, go on with your cues off, but I'm going upstairs. Thank you guys, and till next time.
In one PVC.
Morning, Paul. I just made sure I've got the frequency. Stand by. Okay, well, 7-3, Jan, nice to have a brief chat with you anyway, and enjoy the, it's just the first practice, second practice session today, isn't it, in Japan. Tony, well, you're a good solid 5-8, and the mod on that set is really punching through nicely, and okay on the compo rations for breakfast, etc., and the explanation yesterday of the aircraft installation, that was pretty common setup throughout a lot of aircraft throughout the period that I said. Anyway, let's go over to Paul, and Paul, if you can put it on to Trevor. M1, what am I talking about? M1 PVC, sorry about that, just a little... little aberration there. M1 PVC, Fox 4, Victor, Sierra, Charlie.
Fox 4, the air. That's not muting properly. Anyway, Fox 4, via Victor, Sierra, Charlie. Mike 1, Pepper, Victor, Charlie. Slightly low in frequency, but I thought I'd just adjusted that. Literally only just come in the shack and switched on, guys. Just caught the end of Yan, which presumably was Yan HCO, on the 610. Jan, if you're still listening, you were an enormous signal here. Probably about 20 over 9. Ian, you're about 5 over 9 at the present moment, so I suppose the band is still waking up, and I haven't heard the boys and Trevor. And I assume, from what I just caught from Jan, that there is no inland. So, anyway, we'll work that one out. So, on the LG300, still dark here. Overcast and wet today, but we had a gorgeous day yesterday, sunshine, so I dragged Dan out onto a forest walk, and she's still moaning. Round to you, Trevor. I assume ON stroke, a PA3BIH, M1PVC.
M1PVC, no, I'm back home now. This is Papa Alpha 3 Bravo's to go. I'm on QTH here, and I guess immediately you're going to recognise which transmitter I'm on. Yeah, the 6182, yep. I left the guys yesterday, they drove all the way to Blanchard down to ON, which was quite a long journey, I think 4 hours, and I went off to an army surplus place half an hour away, and then came off. And I must say, the area that the ambulance thing is absolutely fabulous. Beautiful landscape there, and very nice country lanes to go to the surplus shop that went right through some country lanes and beautiful wooded area. Quite a few people out there on the bicycles enjoying the day. So it's a gorgeous day here as well. So, and yes, Jan, if you're already gone, that's right, you're still there. A good day to you there. And yes, hope your boy wins. I know there's enormous amount of support in this country for him there, so good luck to him today. Okay, well, we had a great time. I think the other guys have got a little bit more of their balls. But just one little message for you, Ian. Yeah, we have a very good equipment, and we could identify one or two things, and I think I might have the UHF radio that goes in it, which would be very interesting. So anyway, what I think we'd like to do is
Hotel Portable at Polygon Wood. VTD. Ray, would you like to take an over and so that you can get a report off Tony? And then pass it to me, Ray, G3VTD.
Sometimes coming through, but I can block most of him off, and I'm reading, I'm managing to read everyone through that. Okay, I'll keep the over short and put it back round to Paul. And one PVC, Fox 4 Victor, Sierra Charlie.
Fox 4 Victor, Sierra Charlie. Mike 1, Papa Victor Charlie. Well, you've come up to 15 over 9, Ian now, and I have a, I think it's a German. Sideband station, as you say, on the lower sideband, almost on frequency, but no great problem. You're stronger than him. Good morning to Trevor. You're 10 over 9, Trevor. And good morning to Tony and Martin. You're 15 over 9 with me. And good morning to Ray. You're 5 over 9. And well, I was 3 times wrong this morning. I said to Anne, I wouldn't go on too early this morning because the boys wouldn't be putting up their mast in the dark. And there again, it looks as though they have. I thought Trevor was with them, but I should have known that he'd probably be at home. And I also said to Anne it was unlikely that you boys would be transmitting today because I was sure that your cars would be so full that you wouldn't be able to unpack and get your radio gear out and assemble. So there you go, 3 times wrong. I'm sure there's a 4th somewhere. Let's keep it going round. Round to you, Trevor. Very nice signal. PA3BUH, M1PVC.
M1PVC, PA3BUH. Well, okay there, Paul. Well, good morning to you. I'm not sure if I said good morning, but anyway, good signal from you there as usual, and good morning to you, Ray. Also good signal on my calibrated ear. I'd say you're about 5 and 9, Ray, 5 and 8, 9, and Paul a good 5 and 9 plus maybe 10 or more. I decided to come home and let the guys go on their way, and yes, I was a bit surprised they were up so early. I thought it would be about 8 o'clock before they'll get started, but anyway, they're out there in the dark. I think it was a very heavy day for them yesterday, and also getting up early, also visiting the event there in Ypres late in the evening. So
It's great that you guys could come on and transmit from there. I think it would be nice maybe if we pass it back to them each time so they can have a little bit more air time. You can bring them in one by one I think it's ONG3YYH. I thought about PA3BH. Over to you, Tony.
G4, GEN, M1 PVC. Morning, guys. It's G4GN here. Good morning, Paul. Nice to have you back. And good morning, Tony. I wonder, will you manage to pick up my piece of equipment for me? If you, by the way, I don't know, if you do manage it, would you like me to meet you sort of anywhere en route, or would you like to call in here, because you're not, it won't be that far off you. I don't know where you're coming in into, how you're getting back, but give us an email anyway. Anyway, this is the Harris, of course, and I have to go off at about, quarter to nine, because I've got to go and have a flu jab. Anyway, it sort of looks like a middling sort of day here, as Paul can see. This is the Harris, and I have nothing particular of any interest, except I'll tell you what I was doing, and looking up the meteor. A friend of mine who just died, who was one of the people that solved the reason why the meteors did this phantom dive. You know, people would come belting into the circuit, turn downwind, and then they put the gear down and roll on their backs and go straight in. I saw it happen once, and what it was, they did some experiments, and it was, if you put the gear down with your dive brakes out, you see, because if you come belting into the circuit, that's what you'd have, your air brakes down to get your speed back down to put the gear down, it would, one wheel would always come down before the other, just in a wrong little hydraulic system, with that braking engine halfway along the wing, you get some yaw, and this would cause the engine to blanket the outer section of the wing, and bingo, you just roll on your back and went straight in. And they did it at a high altitude, and we found out why. But the meteor, I think about 480 of them crashed, and they killed, several hundred pilots. About 400 pilots were actually killed in meteors. It wasn't a very safe aeroplane. If you flew it like a fighter, but it was a beautiful aeroplane to fly. If you flew it like a transport aircraft. So a friend of mine who was on them at the time told me, he's dead now, of course. Anyway, ONG3, G4G, and over. Portable, by the way, sorry. G4GEN, which is Oscar November, Mike 0, Michael Malcolm Portable. Good morning, Alan. Martin here on the mic here. Good morning to you. Good morning, Andy, Ray, Paul, Ian, Trevor. Jan has gone. Jan was HDO. Jan was on earlier when we set up here at Polygon Wood. I'm operating the Crownsman 321 on 35 slots AM with the 25 up turf. Inverted the antenna cut to 3615, and we just met to Polygon Wood, where the sun is just rising, a few feet off the horizon, shall we say, and we'll be going down to the restaurant after the Saturday morning net for breakfast. We've been surviving on some, I won't say compo rations, but some biscuits with some fruit shoved into the biscuits. So that's what we've been surviving on this morning. But we were up too early for breakfast. Breakfast wasn't until late, it's not local time. We were staying in the middle of Ypres last night, and we had a great meal, and we saw the commemoration at 8 p.m. yesterday evening at Menin Gate, which was very moving. And straight after that, we went for an evening meal, which was stewed. As in the traditional Belgian stew, there may be a proper name for it, but that's what we had for evening meal, which both myself and Tony very much like. And we also had some local beer, which was Wipers Times beer. Well, I haven't seen the brewery, but Tony shows me, it's just around the corner in the centre of Ypres, or Wipers there. Single strength, Alan, you're 5 and 9, I'm guessing you might be on the 53 set. Andy, 5 and 9 now on the call-in.
And so the tennis mentioned the other single strength. So let's put it around to Ray, keep things moving. Round to you, Ray. Hopefully you're hearing us here in Oscar November London. Round to you, Ray. And G3VTD, this is Oscar November. Mike Golf Alpha Portable.
Yeah, I think they're hearing you. Well, 55 now plus 10. Magnificent signal. And QSB, but even in the when you bottom out in the QSB, you're still Q5, so propagation's excellent this morning. And mind you, Alan, you're about 5.8, 5.9 on the meter, calibrated at that direction, just took a 59 to bolt into the 755 and 70 meter meter. And should be reasonably objective. Report that I was doing some work on the Q multiplier and solved the problem of getting to the back of the receiver to the front. It just got me stuck in the long shaft and then it actually switched the back of the receiver. They're controlling the amount of feedback for the Q multiplier and it works extremely well. I'm very pleased with it. It's got three positions. A bandwidth controller. It's magnificent. We're pleased with it. I was at 1 midnight doing it, but at least very damp morning up in Pontefract. Drizzling. It's going to be drizzling all day. We've got a cold front straight across us, which is really slow moving, so it's going to be quite a miserable day today. Point you, Andy. Nice to see you. It's now 1 month strange points.
Shouted up a bit. Anyway, and all good signals. As I said to you earlier, I have recorded some of this, so if anyone's interested in having a copy recording, I can email one up to you, and you can hear how you sound. The distance between us, Tony and Martin, and me down in near Ross Drennan, I just measured it. It's 334 miles. Good signal from you. And on his last over, Ray was asking you about your aerial. No doubt you can explain that. You can explain that to him. And okay, on the Australian memorial, wasn't this a recent? A recent thing. I think the British Prime Minister went, and I can't remember if it was Cameron or if it was May, and the German Chancellor, but I don't think the French Macron, I don't think he turned up for whatever reason. I think I've got that one right. I may be confusing it with another one. Anyway, back round to you then, Martin, now on the microphone. Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha, stroke Oscar November. This is Foxtrot 4 Victor Sierra Charlie.
Wandering to see the Australian cemetery there in the middle of the morning onwards, and
genuine solid 5 and 9. Alan, 5 and 9 on the 53 there. You can have your orbital device, but it's going to be easier for us if we arrange to get it to you sometime over the next week, if that's okay. Rather than divert my wife in particular. It seems that I get home today, so we don't want to brook too much delay. So sorry about that, but we will be taking the equipment home, and I'll drop you an email, and we'll go from there. I'm sure we can sort out, something out. Right, I'm lost. Well, what are we doing next? Mike 1, Papa Victor Charlie, this is ON, for Godfrey MDMT Hotel Portable.
Yes, Martin's right. Just before I take an over, can you give us a break on the aerial you're using, which Ray wishes to know about, guys? Back to you, Tony.
Yes, it's ON-G3YYH portable. The aerial, it's the usual inverted green cut for 80 metres, 043615, on the 12 metre mast. The usual range drift into the back of my car, where there is a 321, Tanzan 321 with a turf, and there's a pair of car batteries in a proper battery battery frame. That's not the right title, is it? But you know what I mean, proper battery box, whatever, yeah. Because it's a sort of bonded heavy duty fiberglass and steel box. And that will charge during the week. It was charged before we came, but it's still doing well. In fact, if I push the button, it will read well. What is check? I've still got plenty of help to keep going, so it's all we should work out for today. How about you, Paul?
Owen, stroke G3YYH portable, M1PBC. Yes, I thought that was probably what you were using. Well, the good news is that one period you were 25 over 9 on that last over. So it's doing extremely well. Good morning to Alan. Alan is actually using the Harris. So he's putting out a good signal here. Normal. But it's good to know the Harris is getting out very well. And, I'm sure Alan won't worry about the slight weight because the ZC-1 is still operational. So there isn't a great urgency as I see it at the present moment. So I fully understand you guys wanted to get back home. and I was tempted to suggest that if you were seeing Alan, that he could pop in and see me at the same time. But fully understand that, totally out of order. So you guys have a safe trip home. And actually, I think I'm going to go against Trevor's advice. And now that the group is building, I think we can have two stations and then back to Belgium each time. So I'll put it back to Trevor so that you guys can sort of save your battery and save your breath. And you get plenty of goes like that anyway. And we'll keep the over short. So round to you, Trevor, and then you can go back to the boys. PA3, BOH, M1PBC.
So I echo you have a mic.
So we'll bring him in just hold on, Mike. Bring you in there. And I wonder if you're on your ATV today. A couple of days ago, saw an ATV. I think that was what you were working with a while ago. Anyway, Arbor signals, the monitor of newcomers, and the tracking system this morning, Andy, a good 5 and 9.
This morning, Trevor, as you know, Paul, and your S9, Tony. Under homebrew, that's ISO about 100 watts, homebrew receiver as well, blaming and smoke on front. Not too good at all this morning. We've got a little rally on at the Ashika Bunker County Chichester tomorrow. So we're going to take stuff over for the radio club today, you know. Right, ON stroke G3YYH, Golf Way Echo, Juliet Lake.
Perfectly okay otherwise, and then we'll be down to the restaurant later on after the net. So, back to you, Paul. M1PVC, this is Oscar November, it's MGA Portal.
Right, I'll transfer it. We'll go to Andy, Alan, and then back to you guys. G4OJY, M1PVC.
Yeah, one PVC in the group G4OJY, yes, we're all okay, Paul. And I miss you there, Martin, and the other new joint as well. The signals are all really, really good this morning. Everybody's pretty much here 5 and 9, so I think propagations look like one of the right time of the day there. So I'm the rough to meet you there, Alan. I'll go to you and your chef who used to fly them. I used to work in the RAF, and sadly he was killed himself in a camber, which was another death trap, really. That must be about 15 years or so ago now. So, yes, he was on pressure flying his ship, and he was a vampire as well, the meter, which was privately owned. The camber, which is very much a big sad, really. So, not a great day, honestly. But I know we were here working on pistols. Showing off in the shack yesterday, so we're in more space now. Right, over to you, Alan, G4GN in the group, G4OJY. G3YJ.
Okay,
G4OJY,
G4OJY, G4OJY, G4OJY, G4OJY, G4OJY, G4OJY,
everybody that was on camera and loved them. They were very nice, of course, they show up. And it's one of the few British aeroplanes, of course, that was the Americans took it over and built it as a Martin B-57. And it had a distinguished, it was a very, very good spy plane, actually, because of its low wing loading, it could get up there and stay up there for a while. It's a nice aeroplane. Something I would like to have flown that, but there you are. I'd like to have flown lots of things, but I never did. I know he's got about 100 and so types, but you know, you've only got one life, which is a shame. You have to say your destination. I flew some nice aeroplanes. I must say, of all the aeroplanes I flew, actually, looking back on it, the GPA has got to be the outstanding one. It was such a nice aeroplane to fly. And when we were on the course at Denver, the chief instructor said, it's not the latest aeroplane, but we here think it's the best. And I agree, the thing about the GPA, the control was so nice. When you sort of applied bank, it was very firm. And you can feel as you're moving the whole aeroplane, it was so responsive. And it was really nice, actually. And of course, there are only two civil aeroplanes being through the sound barrier. One is the Concorde, and the other is the DC-8. When they set up the original, which has been broken now, but they set up the first civil high altitude record, because they knew the Boeing 707 couldn't do that, because it didn't set up the same altitude. And so they did it, and they worked out they could go through the sound barrier. They did 1.01
through the sound barrier. So I was absolutely confident in it, you know. You knew it's not going to go wrong. But flying the Lear, you know, you could fly all day at point 8, but at point 8.5, that's it. You know, you're going to go out of control. And if you put the dive brakes out, then that makes it worse because you push down. So you can't do that. All you do is to put the gear down, and that'll tear the doors off, but at least it'll slow you down. You've got to watch in there all the time. And that was my last trip. I flew one from, when I was 72, I flew one from Orlando to Johannesburg. And that was a nice way to go out, flying along at 47,000 feet. And I thought, well, that's it. That's me finished with the insurance company, my life insurance. You will no longer fly in command. And I thought, well, I'm not going to risk my neck with other people. This is G4GEN over to, what is it, G3YYH, Oscar November, is that right? I don't know, anyway, over.
G3YJ, very good morning to everybody. It's a bit of a misty autumnal morning. Been away at a conference in Bremen in Germany for a week. So nice to be back. Did listen to the net a couple of times when I had a hot tea break or coffee break in the mornings. So that was good. And I heard you, Tony and Martin, a couple of times. Very nice signal indeed. And you're on good streak 9, peaking actually up to 10 over 9 just at the end of your over. A bit of a noisy frequency this morning, but I'm not sure what conditions are like. Very good morning to you, Alan. Around about strength 9, and I heard Andy, I think, as well, but it was just when I was switching on. And Les on the call-in wasn't very strong, but I'll pass it on to you, and we'll see how that goes. On the wireless at 53, I was going to come up on the 19, but when I heard it's a bit sort of whiskery this morning at the moment, I thought best use the 53, warm up the shack a bit as well. Right, enough of that. Let me pass it on, I guess, to Les, but I don't know to whom he goes there after Les. Not sure whether Oscar November stroke M0MGA stroke portable wants to pop up as well. You can pass it on to Andy, and he can redirect it if appropriate. So, there we go. 20IBN G3YJO.
I'm on the, I haven't been on it for some time, but hopefully it's warming up.
1PVC taking control. Yeah, good morning, Les. No, we'll go back to Martin in Belgium. It then goes to Bob, G0FGX, who called in, then Ray, and then back to Belgium. M1PVC taking control. Over to you, Martin. ON stroke MO0 MGA portable, M1PVC.
That's 5AKY, good morning.
Martin, I believe you're on that. Tony's just dropped your communication with something on, so you might like to see that. I'm not sure if you're on the signal state, they're holding up well. I think Tony mentioned we're at Polygon Wood in Oscar November Land, and we spent the evening in Ypres. I was going to say drinking whilst we're trying to stay, but we only had a few of those.
And then we'll go back to Dom, or we'll go to Dom, the new caller, M5AKY. So hope you got all that, guys. If in doubt, put it back to me. I'll take temporary control. M0, FGX, M1PVC.
Yeah, thanks very much. M0, Oscar Golf X-ray. Very good morning, everybody, from a rather damp-looking sort of a Cornwall. This morning, it's windy, it's rainy and horrible. Bit of a shame because the Flying Scotsman is making its first ever visit to Cornwall. It came into Cornwall on Thursday. There's a nice video on YouTube of it going along the Dawlish, the bit that got one in the storm, 2014. It's overnighted in Plymouth and setting off this morning, I think, at 9 o'clock. And then it's going to be heading off down to Penzance, so it's going to be tweaking my SWR here. So it's going to be a great day in Cornwall for steam enthusiasts, and I'm not despite that, I'm sure we'll be turning out now, because there's a lot of good places that you could get pictures of it and get a good view of it as it heads down the main line from Plymouth into Cornwall. And I imagine the iconic picture will be of it going across Brunel's Bridge, across the Tamar, between Plymouth and Holt Ash. So that'll be a nice picture. I'm sure most people will get a snap of that. Take us all the road bridge. I can't get out and look at it because they've got a few dogs in. My wife is away in Portugal, so I'm home alone looking after the doggies here. And so I'm not going to get out to see it, which is a great shame. Paul, you're 5 and 9 with me. Martin from Belgium, 5 and 9 on the peaks, but quite a bit of QSB, I'm afraid, so a bit up and down. And yours are the only signals I've heard so far, really, well enough to give a report to. So I think it goes to Ray next, but I'm not 100% said short the call sign around. I think it was G3VTD to take it to the Golf Zero.
Golf SMA in Helston, Cornwall.
Yes, the response from GPTD. Yeah, call sign Sector Tango Delta. Yes, amazing this morning actually. It's almost like 2 meters. As the station goes off, which is fully proceeding, you get the background noise. And it's almost like listening to 2 meters. Turn the audio up a little bit here for you. I was missing it out. Last night, I had a problem with the meeting for the 1155. The 12-volt rail from the power supply comes to the transmitter, and then it's fed on a supply to the relay, and then it's required to disconnect the screen supply. And the power supply comes, so there's no 12 volts to activate the relay, so there's no muting, so I'm going to wait for them on the end.
Next to us, and we'll be right for picking soon, or on mapping the model of it.
That's what they do here very often, fodder for the cows in the winter. But yes, everybody must subscribe to radio to the people. Time around various locations, sometimes with cover PA3BOH and sometimes without. And it's a bit of very enjoyable week, and I'll be required one or two small bits and pieces with which to amuse ourselves in the winter, or more of that anon, I guess.
From you this morning. And Bob G0FGX, you're 5 and 9 plus. And Les, good morning to you on the T1154. 5 and 7, Les. I'm getting a little bit of problem with the sideband station. He's a regular up on a curious frequency, really, 3619.5. And he's up there most mornings, but he splatters. he's got a very splattery sideband signal. And it's a bit of a nuisance, but there you are. But everyone else is heard. And what I've decided to do, I'll actually put this recording... excuse me. I will put this recording of the pre-net... up onto the website, so you rather than send it around, so you could just have a look on the VMARS website and listen to it later on. It'd probably be late morning by the time I manage to translate it into MP3 and get it up on the website. Good morning to Martin, back from Bremen, and thanks for the. The emails that you sent me, Martin, very interesting. And the wireless set 19, I've sorted the mod out, really, but it's got a wobbly VFO, which I believe is mechanical. Anyway, I've had a few tips on what to look for, so I'll be looking at that. And meteors, well, my office was, and my business was right next door to Chalgrove Airfield in Oxfordshire, and which is where Martin Baker did some of the tests on their ejection seats, and they had two meteors there, which they used primarily, only one of them. I don't know why they needed two. The second one was always very well, beautifully painted in black. But anyway, quite often used to see them doing tests. They weren't live tests. They were with dummies. And I had VHF. I had in the office on their frequency if they were flying. Anyway, they wouldn't allow anyone else to use their airfield. I tried a couple of times to get friends to land there, but they wouldn't have it. But I think it's all going to be turned into a housing estate soon, so where Martin Baker will be going, I've no idea. Right, it goes back to Belgium. I'm going to sign off for the time being, guys, but I will try and call back in on the net, so don't bother to call me in again until I come back in on the net. Right, who's it going to be? Oscar November stroke Mike Zero Mike Golf Alpha or Yankee Yankee November. This is F4VSC.
Frequency, I stood up to do that, and it's okay. But it should come to me, so I'll just give some quick reports, and then we'll get the order going right again. So far, order's going well. Good morning to Martin, 25 over 9, Martin in Normandy. Good to have you back. Good morning, Les, you're 11:54, 5 over 9 here, sounding okay. Good morning to Bob. 5 over 9 from Helston, Bob, sounding good. And good morning to 10 over 9. Well, I think that covers the joiners, Fintz, and 73 to Ray, and 10373 to Ian, both standing up very well. So I'm going to put it on to the station that just called in, Dave, 38 YFH. And then, Dave, we go back to Belgium, and then we go on to Trevor and Mike in Stoke, and then back to Belgium, etc. Any doubt about the order, guys, call me in. I'm sure my anti-fan club will be very happy to hear my voice. Round to you, Dave. G8, YFH, M1PVC. They may not be hearing you, Dave, but you're a 9 here, peaking. Back to Belgium, Oscar November, stroke G3YYH portable, M1PVC.
M1PVC, Oscar November, Mike, Roger, thank you, Paul. Dave was a 3 in the store, we could hear the dynamo, sir.
We could do that with third turn, and we could just take out the voice now and again, but so we can sort of reflection the overwind day packet in Belgium. Apologies for that. Interesting, Tony mentioned that we can hear the dynamos, and I was right tuned in there, and said, yeah, you can hear the dynamos, so
Here in Belgium. Sorry, I'm going to let you know when we can't remember the name of the BCS Bravo Charlie X-ray station, but good morning to you as well. From a very sunny morning in Belgium.
Tony, it was for you guys to say that, but as you say, large group. So we'll go to G4 Bravo Charlie X-ray, Tony McKillop. Then we'll go to G4 OJY, please, Tony. And then G4 GEN, and then back to Belgium. G4 Bravo Charlie X-ray from Mike 1 Papa Victor Charlie. Bravo Charlie X-ray, not really copyable here. Got the first few words and not much else. Pass to you, Andy, G4OJY, M1PVC.
Yes, M1PVC, G4OJY. Yeah, no copyable on the last stage. Comes in any text or any signal whatsoever. Obviously, more than you trying to pull off the other few times.
Five and nine, and good to hear you
I'm actually leading up against one now as I'm talking to you on net. I'm leaning up against one in the car, which is more to UK. Let's keep it moving. And it's getting a little bit warmer here, good. And Tony's reported back to me that it's raining in the Cotswolds, so that's good to do. So I think the weather's going to be okay in UK today when we later on this evening. And I hope that on BBC, in November,
Okay, Martin, will you be damp when you travel anywhere near us, I'm afraid, this morning? But hope to have a safe trip. Let's go to the other Martin. Then goes to Les IBN, please. And then Bob G, FGX. So, why do you want to take M1 PVC?
Hi, I'm G3YJO. There was another station that called in with a Y. There was a carrier as well, so I didn't quite resolve the call sign. Anyway, very good morning to those that have joined. Very nice signals this morning. It's quieted down a bit from the point of view of any of the continental whiskers that we were getting a bit earlier. So everybody is strength 9, top of the shop. Paul, 25 over. And Martin and Tony are both around about 10 over. Very good signals, as is as was Trevor. And Mike EJM was about 15 over. Everybody else is either strength 9, with the exception of Les, who's strength 8. And let me see, G8YFH was strength 7. And the station who's... I was wandering around the shack, so I forgot to write it down, but the station... we were having some difficulty. It was Q5 at the beginning, about strength 5, and then somehow sort of disappeared. I'm not quite sure what happened, but I could hear sort of carriers and things, and that was about it. So I should have written down the call sign, but I'll take that next time round. Likewise, on the wireless set 53 this morning, I did fire up the 19 set just in case conditions were good. Might come up on that later as the background noise has died down. Very good news on your acquisition there, Martin. MJA Portable. And the nice photo, so I'll be very willing to help out on that when you get back. If you need any help in getting that up and running, be good. So it goes on to Les. All other points noted that people have made, but I won't repeat them. 2E0 IBN G3YJO.
PVC.
Roger from Golf 0, Foxtrot Golf X-ray, with too many switches to switch before we go live, as it were. Yes, I couldn't hear the last station at all. I did get a call sign ending YBN, I think, but nothing heard at all for me here in Helston, right down in the noise with me.
And the signals from Belgium have gone down as a noise for me now, so I'm not copying the guys from there either. Paul, you're still a good 5 and 9. Ray was 5 and 9, this is 2SB, and as always, Ian, it just seems to be a good path from here to Brittany, so a solid 5-9 plus, on about a 5 and 8. Les, I couldn't hear at all. Martin G3YJO, 5-9, also always seems to be a good signal here in Helston. Just the way the propagation always seems to work out. I couldn't hear Dave, GAYFH, I think. Bronick was 5 and 9, so we'll be able to hear him as net control. Mike in Stoke, a good 5 and 9, and Alan G4GN, a good 5 and 9 as well. WX here in Helston, it's grey. The trees are doing a lot of dancing around and it's hammering down with rain, so not a very pleasant day for a Saturday, but there's always an upside. It means I can't do any of the outside jobs I ought to be doing, so I'll have to stay inside and play radio instead. And as I mentioned earlier, my wife's gone on holiday. She's gone to Portugal with our daughter for a week. In fact, I'm just looking on Flight Tracker. Her flight to Faro is just making a left turn and getting itself lined up for the approach. So it'll be landing in Faro any moment. I can actually see it on the Flight Tracker map here. So they'll be arriving any second. So they should be on the ground by 8:34. So I think I'll probably get a phone call to let me know they've arrived safe and sound. Anyway, I won't hold it because I know we're heading towards time. And I wasn't sure who went to next ball, so I'll pass it back to you and you can bat it on to whomsoever should pick it up next. M1PBC with the group, Golf 0, Foxtrot Golf X-Ray.
G4GM, break.
Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, this is for you. Mike 0, Mike Golf Alpha, Oscar November Portable. If you have any problem with having roller coasters for your 53, I've got some spare ones, which you'll be more than welcome to. This is G4G and out.
Okay, Alan, we'll let the cat out of the bag by the sound of it. Over to Belgium. Oscar November, stroke G3YYH, portable, M1PVC.
M1PVC, this is Oscar my Golf Alpha Portugal. Okay, roger that, Paul, roger that, Alan. Many thanks for that. So far, not so good with the roller coaster from what I'm looking at just in the RF unit. There are some other bits and pieces. I can reveal that the RF stick that I've got was previously used as a pilot radio station in the Netherlands. It has been modified for pilot radio station use. I'm going to have to take it back to, I'd like to take it back to its original state, which, on first glance, doesn't look too much of a challenge with some of the modifications that have been made to it over the years. I think I can put them back, and that shouldn't be much. Much of a challenge, but many thanks for the offer there, Alan, and no doubt everyone will hear more of my restoration bits and pieces on this 53 in due course. So back to you, Paul. I'm not sure you're going to see this on PVC. This is Oscar November, Mike Golf Alpha Portable.
Yep, okay, Martin. I'm blissfully aware that we've got 5 minutes to go. A lot of stations might try to call in, but I'd ask you guys to wait to the beginning of the VMARS net, and you'll get your chance then. Goes to Dom, then should go to me, but I'll butt out, not taken over. So it goes to Dom, then it goes to Trevor, and then it goes to Tony in Plymouth. We may not able to get Tony though. So, round to you, Don, M5AKY, M1PVC. No, it looks as though Don's gone on for a cup of tea. So, round to you, Trevor, PA3BOH, M1PVC.
The signal from Belgium is still holding up. I guess the distance is not so great there, so no problem there. And you guys are doing a great job there down in Belgium. Yeah, I'll keep it short and pass it back to you, Paul. M1PVC, PA3VH, over.
Yeah, taking over, Keith, and then we'll try the guy in Plymouth. Maybe you can try and call him in, because I couldn't hear him. His call sign, Keith, is Golf 4 Bravo Charlie X-Ray. So round to you, Keith, G3XGW, with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, good morning all. I'm just calling. I need to. I've got too much on his current here. Just there. I'll put it back to you, Paul, because I need to sort something out on a dummy load. G3X, GW.
Yeah, okay, you're slightly high in frequency. M1 PVC taking a break. There was another station. Oscar November, G3, YYH portable, M1 PVC, and. About a minute and a half to go, so you might as well hand it back to Bronick. Ben, please, Tony.
Roger that, Paul. Roger. This is Oscar November, stroke, Golf 3, Yankee, Yankee Hotel, Portable with a few miles left. And good morning to Jan, Papa Alpha 3, Fox Alpha Uniform. It's good to see you here in near Ypres in Belgium, Jan. I was P59 plus. I presume you're on the Geloso, and thank you. Back to our call the other afternoon when we were Lycan down in Holland. I'm going to pass it straight over to Bronick now, and I think it could be an interesting morning managing this, Bronick. Mike Azuma, Delta Alpha Fox, this is ONC, Golf 3 Yankee Hotel Portable.